Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hi-o.
Hello.
So there's a guy, I think he was in Florida. I'm not sure. But it sounds like a Florida story. I just didn't take the time to look it back up again. So I know enough about it. And he's driving a regular pickup, and he freaked people out on the road because he had a dead giraffe in the back of his truck.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I love a giraffe.
I know. So people are like, this maniac's driving. He's got a dead giraffe in his truck. And then so the police pull him over, and he's like, it's no big deal. He goes, the giraffe died at the zoo. And I'm a taxidermist. They wanted me to preserve the giraffe so they could put it in a museum. But during the taxidermy process, I had to move locations, so it's halfway done.
Ugh.
That's why it still looks like it's freshly dead.
Yeah.
It's because it's not completely stuffed and treated and everything. He said, I wouldn't hurt a giraffe. The giraffe died. They just want to preserve it in a museum.
Stuff it.
Yeah. But would you freak out, Lindsay, if you're behind a truck and it's got a, what looks like a real dead giraffe in it?
I'm calling the cops immediately if I see that. Like, yeah.
Cause
I'm freaked out.
You know, last I checked, I haven't lived in the country in a while. You know, I've been in big city life for a long time. But I don't think that there is a giraffe hunting season in U.S. America.
No.
I would cry, I think, if I saw that. I love giraffes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, it's my wife's favorite animal.
They're the cutest. And they're not even really that cute, but they're the cutest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would just, yeah, no.
But I'm wondering how he got the whole thing. Well, the neck had to obviously be bent around, and it was just, his head was on the side of the truck bed. But he had a blanket underneath it, so I guess it wouldn't damage the face. So it looked kind of like the giraffe just kind of use that as a pillow to take a nap.
Sleep in the truck.
Yeah.
It's a regular pickup truck?
Uh-huh. Looked like it, yeah.
He fit it in there.
So, yeah, he had to bend it all around and stuff.
And he only got halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way bigger job than just stuffing a fox or a duck that you shot and killed.
I wonder what that cost. He's a specialist, obviously.
Please, yeah. I bet it's...
I needed him for Teddy. I wanted to stuff Teddy.
Mm-hmm. Teddy was her, the Yorkie poos. What was your dog?
Malty poo.
Yeah. He could have done that in 10 minutes. And he's doing full giraffes. He could do a little dog like that easily.
For sure.
Yeah.
Would you have really done it?
Yeah.
What stopped you?
Kyle.
He said, no way.
Yeah.
He said, Did he say, get a hold of yourself?
I mean, he was like, I'm not going to be here when that happens, if that happens. So it was like the dead dog or him.
Yeah.
Where would you have put it?
On the bed.
You were not serious. Are you serious?
Yes. I miss him so much. I would have just stuffed him and just cuddled him every night.
Oh, dear.
You're a crazy person.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds crazy, okay?
Yeah. I was watching my show that I like called Signs of a Psychopath. And it was a woman who was just cold, had no emotions, because she had decapitated her boyfriend, put his head in a bucket, and then
They said, what did you do with the rest of the body? And she goes, I cuddled it.
Oh, get out.
She said, sometimes I love things so much I want to kill them. Have you ever had that feeling? You love something so much you just want to kill it? No, I haven't had that feeling. This is a different form of that. That Lindsay wants to cuddle the dog that died and was stuffed.
Yeah. It sounds bad when you say it like that.
When you get compared to a psychopath.
But at least you didn't dismember the dog and then want to cuddle it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what she did with her boyfriend. She dismembered him.
Well, the thing is, I never wanted him to die. So
right, yeah.
I just wanted to keep him forever and, you know.
What do they call that? Cryogenics, when you freeze somebody who died, like Ted Williams, they said he's frozen somewhere.
Yeah, they say that. Yeah, I think it's cryogenics.
Not Dianetics. That's L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology, right?
That's the Scientology.
That'd be funny, right? Though, if you pretended to get those confused.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, I mean, freeze me. I'm all about Dianetics.
Love it.
Freeze me.
Put me in there. Ooh, I love the cold.
What do they call
what
the
was
chamber?
That movie?
What do they call the chamber that you put some cryogenic chamber?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For athletes and stuff?
Yeah, we call that a Dianetic chamber. That'd be funny. See, we're writing comedy here, folks.
That's how it happens. Hey. It's just natural.
Yep. There's a place across the street over here that does that.
That does? Oh, the chamber?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like a fridge.
The Dianetic chamber.
The Dianetic chamber. Can you? Are people still doing that? Like getting frozen in time or whatever they?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a Mel Gibson movie?
A Mel Gibson movie?
A long time ago.
Where he gets frozen or somebody gets frozen?
There was a Sylvester Stallone movie, Demolition Man.
I don't know.
I don't know. I watched it when I was young and thought, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Are you thinking about Michael Keaton in Multiplicity? Is that what? No, I'm kidding.
Forever Young.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know what that is.
1992.
Mel Gibson?
Oh, yeah. See?
You don't remember that?
I don't.
I didn't. In 1992, I had just been in radio a little while, and I was out all the time, man. Tomcat.
Tomcat.
Working and working it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, brother?
Absolutely.
Because it wasn't but 1993 when I met my bride.
That's right.
And we got married in 1994.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So around 91, 92.
Wow, man.
Brand new DJ, man. Getting popular.
Live Action.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They knew me at the pawn shop.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you've ever seen the show Cajun Pawn Stars, that's from Jody's hometown of Alexandria.
Oh, is it real?
Yeah.
She's still into Storage Wars? She watching that still?
I don't know. We haven't talked much this week.
Oh, no.
No, I've been busy and, you know.
Yeah.
She was cleaning the house yesterday.
I had to call her about something needed help on for work related. And she goes, hello. I said, hey, I always say the same thing to most people. I always go, do you have 2 seconds? Because I want to let you know that I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. It's a self insecurity. Yeah. But I said, do you have 2 seconds? She goes, uh-huh. And I can tell she doesn't have 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I just bop A, B, say blah, blah, blah. I said, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm mopping. I went, all right, well, I'll let you get back to it. Let me get out of here. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yeah, she never says I'm cleaning the house. It's always cleaning house. I'm cleaning house.
Yeah.
Cleaning house.
Mm-hmm. So I picture her with that function. And she doesn't use AirPods, right?
She does. No. She doesn't. Wasn't using them yesterday because she had the music going on the TV all over the house.
Okay. So, yeah, I just pictured her with her phone, you know, clenched to her shoulder and mopping away.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a good maid does.
An old maid.
She might have been frustrated because I called her, too. I wonder if I called her before you called her.
Oh, maybe. I'm tired of being on this phone. Oh,
she's never tired of being on the phone.
Oh, no?
Never. No. Never, ever.
She could do it a lot.
Oh, my gosh. She loves it. That gives her, it's like somebody else drinking an energy drink.
Really?
For her to be on the phone.
She loves it.
Like,
yeah.
getting charged through it.
I get my energy like
she has to love it. I mean, because if she didn't, she'd be miserable.
Yeah,
she's on it all the time.
Oh, wait a minute. You're just saying this because she always accuses you of being on the phone? No, I mean,
she's old-fashioned on the phone, talking on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not looking at her phone. Not on that phone. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
Talking.
Would you, well.
You know who is a big talker and it matches up with Jody on the phone?
Who?
Adam's wife, Elise.
Oh, really?
They talk all the time on the phone.
Really?
And Elise is a talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jody's a talker.
They're two just talkers. They're just talking.
One of them is a New York Jewish woman. The other one is a Southern Jody.
It just works.
and then the New York accent on top of that. It's just, you don't want to be there for it is what I'm saying. You don't want to be there for it.
It's a lot.
I love how you describe her as a Southern Jody.
Yeah. And she's like, rang, rang, rang. So when Lindsay calls Jody, are you a talker, Lindsay?
Yeah.
You are. So are you like secondhand on that? Like you're hearing all that stuff too?
No. I'm upstairs most of the time. The only other person I can hear the other end of the call is when Jody's sister is on the phone. That's how loud she is.
You can hear her.
I can hear her upstairs or in the driveway or from the studio and they're out in the country at my house. I can hear her sister talking.
Like a sonar.
Yeah. Does she do it on speakerphone?
Jody?
Yeah.
No. I can hear her sister talking while Jody has the phone to her ear. And I, in all seriousness, I mean, I'm exaggerating some, but I can be in the kitchen and Jody can be in our bedroom, which is on the same floor with the door closed. And I can hear her sister and detect it's her voice. That distance with the door closed.
What is that? Jody's going to have to get her hearing checked.
But Jody's loud on the phone too.
She's loud.
Yeah, she goes up a volume on the phone like she's talking at the drive-thru.
Oh my gosh. What a scene.
Yeah.
So
that's how I know when I know Jody's on the phone with her sister and I know to go in and make a joke at her expense.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly who it is.
Right.
I can't hear Jody's mom when she's talking to her on the phone, but I can hear her sister.
Wow.
Because, you know, my brother's wife's name's Lana.
Yeah.
And I walked in the room the other day and I go, hey, is that my favorite sister-in-law or is it Christy?
I love that. Yeah,
I know. I love her sister, though.
You do like her.
I do.
Yeah.
We have a picking at each other relationship like no other.
It goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Is it pretty 50-50 or is it like?
No. I wouldn't like her if she picked on me as much as I pick on her. Yeah, I would hate her. I wouldn't want that. Are you kidding?
More Extra Funny next.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute, so you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed. You know, we're talking about Jody's sister. Her family has always been awesome to me. I've always had a great relationship with my in-laws, all of them. There's not a person in our family that, you know, I'm on the outs with or don't want to be around. If you say, well, you got to be around this person in your family, I'd never go, oh my God, I don't want to do that.
Or, yeah.
You know, tell your sister, she's got to go. Yeah, she can't stay more than a day. Tell your brother-in-law. I love all of them. But my sister-in-law and I do have a special relationship, Jody's sister. My relationship with that sister-in-law is completely different than the relationship I have with my brother's wife.
Yeah.
My brother's wife is more of a, like, we're close and I love her, always have, but she's so much older than I am. It's almost like a, she still looks at Jody and me as little Richie and little Jody, you know.
Yeah.
We're not adults even.
Right.
You know, and she's not that much older. She's 10 years old, 12 years old. But Christy is Jody's younger sister. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's always been like, if I would have had a younger sister, how I would have picked on her and all that stuff.
I was wanted a younger sibling.
Yeah.
Just for that reason. And you're like, I want to pick on somebody.
I didn't have any younger siblings either. It was just my brother and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get why that could be a fun relationship.
Yeah. Now, there have been times through the years where I've had to push her away physically because of her obvious attraction to me. And I would say, this is not right. I'm married to your sister. Mm-hmm. And if that I were going to mess around with any other woman in your family, it'd be your mom.
You're not too.
Of course.
But she gets in that wine and she just starts getting all handsy.
Loves that yellowtail.
Does she really?
Yeah.
The Magnum bottles, right? Yeah, the big ones. The
giant ones at Sam's.
Yeah. Sure.
That's funny.
Is it red or white? Is she just whatever?
Whatever.
As long as it's open, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. There's one of those that heard that information that red wine's good for your blood and said, I'm going to have the best blood there is. My blood's going to be so good.
It's like Pinot.
Yeah, now she and Jody did not get along when they were young. When they were kids and they were growing up, they didn't get along at all. And then even when they got, older, teen years and stuff.
Now,
they didn't start really getting along until I came into the family.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'm a peacemaker.
Do you take a lot of credit for that?
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years are in between them?
Three, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they were close in age.
2.5 or 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And complete opposites.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Are they opposites?
Yeah.
Mm.
And wouldn't it be difficult, though, to live in Jody's shadow? I mean, I've been doing it for 30 something years.
Well, here in town, but it's that's
difficult.
It.
It's difficult.
Yeah. My brother says the same thing.
She's such a shining star.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and always has been, Little Miss Perfect, Little Miss Beautiful, Little Miss Gets a Tan. That was actually a pageant Jody won when she was a kid. Little Miss gets a tan.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, because she does get a good tan.
She wouldn't be the Mrs. Me if she didn't.
Yeah, right. Right. That's exactly right.
A little pasty white.
I bet you do bring that up a lot. Like, there would be no peace unless I was here.
Exactly.
None. This could have been World War III.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what were you doing to mend those relationships?
Well, whenever I came along, then that made Christy want to hang out and be around me. You know, I have that type of personality.
Really?
So in order to be around me, she had to accept her sister more.
Yeah.
You know.
Like a moth to a flame.
Mm-hmm.
Just drawn in.
Yep.
And was she already with her husband, Chuck, when you came into the picture?
No. She was still in college. Christy was still in college.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And she was married before Chuck.
Oh, no way.
And she married a guy that that I knew when I was a kid.
What?
He wasn't from my hometown, but my dad was a recruiter, military recruiter, and so was his dad. Our dads were coworkers, and they covered different areas. But there were times when his mom and dad would hang out with my mom and dad. And then he had a brother and a sister, so they had three kids, and they were bad, like mischievous bad, tearing up crap and stuff. Bad.
Oh,
wow. These little rambunctious kids. But I didn't see him anymore after that. We didn't hang out together because his mom was killed in a car accident. So his dad remarried, and so they didn't become couple friends with my mom and dad.
Okay.
So I didn't see him again until Christy started dating him later in life.
That must have been trippy.
And I was like, I know that dude.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Hello. And how long were they married?
A couple of years, maybe.
Okay. Yeah,
they were young, and it wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know. She's been married to Chuck for a long time.
Yeah. Seems like a good guy.
He is a good guy. Chuck. And so is I liked the other guy, too. He was cool. We didn't have a whole lot in common. And my father-in-law used to put it this way. When she was married to him, he said that people will ask, so do both your son-in-laws get along with each other, or they have stuff in common and all that? He goes, yeah, they get along, but let me explain the way my two son-in-laws are. One of them could walk through a mud hole and into the house and not have a speck of dirt on him. The other one could walk through an operating room and come out of the other side with mud all over him.
Interesting.
I was the clean one.
You were the clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you make of that? That's an interesting description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, he just rough and rambunctious. And my father-in-law used to cringe every time he'd walk in the house because he just slammed the door behind him when he closed the door. Wham.
Mm-hmm. It's rough on things.
Yeah. You know, Ace is rough on stuff.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, he would tear up a piece of angle iron if you gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just slamming, banging. Yeah, and not even when he was throwing fits and things, but just his natural way of doing things. Like when he would hit the buttons to play sounds and stuff on the control board, he would hammer just like mm-hmm. when he was typing. He was just really rough and intense. Mm-hmm. You know,
using that three hole punch. I mean, you got to punch three holes. That takes a lot of pressure, but it doesn't take as much pressure as he was putting on. He just wham, man, slamming. Ace, what are you doing?
And he'd wonder why the stapler never worked.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't just squeeze it. He would put it on the thing and wham, hit it like a whack-a-mole.
Like a whack-a-mole, exactly. Of course, yeah, you're going to break them. Swing line ain't ready for all the energy you're bringing.
Damn staplers. I wish we could get one effing stapler that works around here. Well, stop beating the shit out of them.
Yeah.
We've had 10. Yeah. We've had them. Just break them.
Now I know this stapler just worked yesterday. Okay, yeah, but you beat it into submission.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have to hit them with a rubber hammer.
He was rough on stuff.
I'm just pounding it.
Yeah.
But that's the way this guy was.
Yeah.
You know. But, I mean, I have always been the favorite son-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even after Chuck came along, even to this day, as good a guy as Chuck is, he's no me in the eyes of, well, at least my mother-in-law.
She likes you more.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
Do you talk to her often on the phone?
No.
No, not much.
No. But it's like when she sends me birthday cards and it says son-in-law on it, she'll scratch out the in-law part.
Oh,
she
I
makes
love
an
that.
X through it. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that woman.
Yeah. You ever seen her naked?
She doesn't know it, but yeah. Next time I'm going to tell her that I'm here. Like, I see you.
Yoo-hoo.
See you.
Hello.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ. There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.